it's growing out here, too. I'm on Highway 11. If you know where the post office is by some chance, at Sunset is a post office, so I'm in that vicinity. You would just come up 178 out of Pickens, and it crosses 11. So if you turn right there, you'd go out to the Big Rock and Table Rock, and you turn left, you go back toward Kiwi. So I really enjoyed my time in TR. Over.
Well, that's the same way Johnny and I went. There was a ham over there that was from Hawaii. He was a scientist, and he was from Hawaii. And he donated, he said he wanted to donate all of his equipment to the Briars Club. And let me tell you, he had equipment. he lived in Hawaii. He was a scientist and a ham radio operator, and he loved astrology, took pictures, you know, through his camera and everything. And he moved from Hawaii to California. He stayed in California for a good while, and then he retired over there on that road that you were talking about that intersects with Highway 11 from Pickens. You'd go through, he would live between Pickens and Highway 11 on that road. And we went over there and got all the stuff. I wasn't able to meet him while he was alive, but one of his dying wishes was that he could give that to the Blue Ridge Club. And we still got a trailer full of it. Gene, W4FHJ, Gene's got a lot of it in storage in one of his storage facilities storing it for us. And we go over there and get that stuff out every now and then and take it to an event to sell it. But, yeah, that's some beautiful land up there. I was riding through there, and he said, you just about have to wait for somebody to die to be able to buy any land over there because nobody wants to sell it.
Over here, nice and quiet. We've got about 20 acres. I'm not up on a mountaintop over here or anything. It's a little bit of a compromise, but not a big problem. So I've just got an antenna in the attic here to hit the repeater. But when I was at Traveler's Rest, we did a subdivision up behind Walmart. And now I drove out there the other day, and a lot of that land has been cleared on the right side. The first road to the right has all been cleared. There was a family called the Ducks. They owned that property, and they sold it. And then the next road is Smith Road, and my subdivision was out there. And Robert Coleman, you know him, he also had a subdivision next door. So we did those two together. Over.
Yeah, I know Bob. My dad and Bob hung out a good bit. Bob's the one that gave the hard line that we used on this repeater for the 30 years. It was off that television hard line that he had, a big old spool of that stuff. And we went over there before he passed away, too, and looked at his antenna. I'm not sure if you ever saw his antenna in his backyard. It's omnidirectional antenna. It's like those scanner antennas, except it was enormous. Bob was quite the character.
And it wasn't very high, but he had a buddy out in Texas that they would talk to about every morning, but he's not very active anymore. I don't think he's passed away, but he's just not active for the last couple of years. David, over.
Well, I was told that he had Alzheimer's and that there wasn't long. You know, because once that happens, it's usually a limited amount of time left. But I didn't know that he was still with us.
Yeah, and his memory is failing. It's a shame because he could forget about all the rules of radio and put something together and make it work. That's the kind of fellow he was. He was a genius and that. But his wife, he and his wife are still living, the last I heard. And he gets around on his tractor. But a few years ago, he wanted a rig, and I had bought a 991 Alpha, and it worked great. And he bought one, but he just couldn't no longer memorize all the push buttons and all. When you get real old, you probably ought to just stick with a like an old helicopter or something. Over.
I know. I have to. I go back and forth between SDR radios and analog radios, and I had to get the manual out, Glenn. I had to get the manual out to figure out how to do some of this. I was trying to change the power on TS-2000 the other day, and I hunted and hunted and hunted through the memory for that power setting, and there's a button on the front of it that says power. So my father-in-law used to say all the time, getting old's not for sissies.
TS-2000, I love that rig. I still have my original, and I love it. It was one of the first ones that you had to kind of memorize all the little push buttons, but it's great shape. But I'm on a 991 Alpha here, and I got the new FTDX-10, and I'm trying to learn it before my mind leaves. Over.
W4DJW, there are some new amazing radios out there. You're absolutely right. I try to do everything in software defined, but before I did that, my first 10, 15 years of amateur radio, it was all analog radios, and then digital started coming out, and I got my first Flex, and then I started building my own digital radios, and SDRs, software defined radios, and never went back to the others. I still have them. I don't want to let go of anything. I still like them, so I bring them up every now and then. But I tell you what, it's hard to remember. I used to know the TS-2000 inside and out. I could do anything in an instant. I got the manual of the first one that I bought. It's all dog-eared because I went through that manual front to back, back to front, probably 1,000 times. And you do that enough, and you know it inside and out. And you don't. But you know what? Since I got away from that, didn't take but about 5 or 6 years, and poof, you push the new stuff in, and Glenn, it pushes the old stuff out.
Did you ever realize it had a little bit of a? It wasn't published, but it had a. You could scan a segment of the band. Did you ever figure that one out?
Well, I could do that. I've got the first one that I got is just a regular TS-2000. And then when they came out and they said they're going to make the Millennial Edition, the black ones, and they're going to only make 1,000 of them, I said, well, I'll get me one of those when that comes out. That'd just be nice to have. And I missed the boat. They sold all 1,000 of them, like, within the first couple of days of them putting it out. They were gone. And I was looking around on one of the QRZ or one of the other sites, and there was a Canadian guy that bought one of those, and he said, I don't like this radio at all. TS-2000, one of those radios, you either love it or you hate it, and he hated it. He didn't use it much at all, and he said, I'll sell it to you for the same thing I got in it, and boy, I jumped all over that, and yeah, that's the one I normally use, is that Millennial, and I interfaced with the serial cable that's on the back, so I could make it scan. I could make it do anything I wanted through the computer, but I could also do it through that interface, that programmable interface. That's one of the very. There are not very many radios out there on the market that let you do everything that it is capable of doing through a computer, and that radio is one of the very few that will do that.
It was so far ahead of its time, and old men didn't like it, but I loved it. I'm like you. And I used it when I was very active on satellites. I loved it. I used it on satellites. I had a Kenwood 790A for satellite work, and I had that Kenwood. But that Kenwood is the one I fell in love with for working satellites. And I saw the other day, which was pretty amazing, in the back of QST, somebody now has a board to go in it with the driver. You know, the driver board was a problem. So he's going to have driver boards for it. Over.
Is that for something to do with satellite, or what's the driver? What's it driving?
Was one of the weak parts on the early TS-2000s. They couldn't get the driver transistors when they would go out, and a lot of guys threw their hands up. So this guy, that was one of the weak parts, remember? And so this guy is going to have a board with the drivers on it, the driver transistors.
Well, I did not know that. I haven't, I don't use mine at high power very much at all. I use 15, 20 watts at the most. 20 watts for me is high power. I don't usually go much higher than that. But it is capable of 100. I did try one of them at 100 one time, and it broke something. It might have been this, the Millennial. And I sent it to Virginia Beach. And I said, while you're fixing that, go ahead and put the 1.2 gigahertz module in the back. So this one does all band, all mode, from 160 all the way up to 1.2 gigahertz on all modes. So this is a gem. I'll keep this one. I'll have my wife bury this one in the coffin with me when I go.
Before DJWN4AK. Well, mine has a 1.2 gigahertz in there, too. And as a guy up in Charlotte who was on 1.2 W4AU, I forget his call, I could work him any time, day or night, on that 10 watts. And then my best DX was over from Travelers Rest to Montgomery, Alabama, over.
Well, that is impressive. Were you doing that through a satellite?
Direct, 1.2 direct. He was a big ham, but he was on UHF, and so I worked him. He had the power to listen, and I didn't have much, but I was up on, you know, the side of Paris Mountain, so that worked for me, over.
Okay, both of you were high up in the air, so you were, other than the curvature of the earth, right, you were line of sight almost.
That's true. Now, I don't know if you remember, but Bob, K4AWB, and I used to operate a lot of FastScan TV on 432, over.
Did you do that with Eric? Eric did that on Paris Mountain, Eric Sloan.
He had a repeater up there, but I don't remember. It was very consistent, over.
Yeah, late one night, he told me, he said, turn on your... turn on your TV on a certain channel. I turned it on, and he said, now hook your 70-centimeter beam up to the antenna and point it, and he gave me the angle between his house and mine, and his face popped up on my TV. That was pretty cool.
He was late into it, and he bought the equipment and put up there, but it was not consistently on, so a lot of the guys just kind of gave up. But anyway, I've held you long enough, and David, it's really been a joy talking with you and catching up on things. I know you've probably been hamming here for the last 2 or 3 hours. W4DJWN4AK, thank you.
All right, Glenn, no problem. one of the things I wanted to do with my radio control airplanes is use that 2.4 and 1.2 gigahertz for video, so to fly. And I'm just going to take the Telmaster, the one that I got from you, and make it a repeater in the sky and put an autopilot on it so it could just fly in circles up above, you know, 400 feet up. So that give me the same advantage you had when you were talking to Alabama, except it would be to fly my multirotors. And I was building that one to stay up really high and stay up for like a couple of hours all by itself and have two GPSs so that it could stay positioned overhead, you know, it wouldn't drift downwind with it in a flight controller, and its flight is just to repeat a circle over and over and over again, and then link my 2.4 gigahertz and 1.2 gigahertz and 900 megahertz for control, video, and telemetry. Link all of those through the repeater in the sky that is that Telemaster. But I had a bow in the back of each wing, so I had to recut the ribs out, so I'm going to have to rebuild the wing over again, but I got the rest of the kit, and I'm going to rebuild that wing and turn it into a repeater in the sky, just so that you know what's going on with it.
Wow. Well, technically you're ahead of me. The best I ever did was I still got it in case you needed anything. Let me know. It's the little 432 transmitter, 439.25 to go in a RC. So I still got that around. It's very small. So if you need it, just let me know. I'll send it to you.
No problem. I've got hundreds of those things. So just hang on to it. I've got I got more of those than I'll ever use. So don't worry about it. Anyway, Glenn, I won't hold you up anymore. Good talking to you. Good catching up. We'll have to do this more often. M4AKW4DJW. Have a good evening.
Sure. joined it. 4DKW4FHJ.
Well, good evening, Gene. How are you?
Right, good, thank you. Listening to you and Glenn, one thing is very interesting, but what I was starting to say, though, listening to you two, did I understand that Bob Coleman has passed away?
No, I was informed that he had Alzheimer and that he had passed away. What Glenn's telling me is that's not, he does have the memory issues, but he is, they're still alive. So I was told that he wasn't, but that wasn't from a reliable source. So I would say no, I'd say he's still alive, but his memory is severely degraded.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad I asked you about it. Otherwise, I would have left thinking that he didn't. I go by there all the time, going out to my land, and I always say I'm gonna need to stop there and see how he is these days. I hadn't seen him in 2 or 3 years. The people I bought that land from out there many, many years ago, I don't know how many, 30, 35 years ago, maybe more, I can't remember. And so forth. Well, I'm still going to stop there, and his wife can maybe update me. I forgot her name. I knew her at one time. I can't remember her name, but anyway, everybody knows her except me, I guess. So there you go. Excuse me for coughing, David. Take it a minute.
Okay, Gene, well, when you do that, come back by and tell us how he's doing. It'd be good to hear. I don't want to just drop in on him, you know, unannounced. So not because I knew him. My dad, you know, he was instrumental in getting this repeater going, right? If it weren't for his hardline, this repeater never would have gone up. And it stayed there for like 30 years. It's a long time. So, yeah, everybody knows Bob. He's very instrumental. So it'd be good to know if you do get time to stop by there and check in on him. It'd be good if you shared that with us here, W4DJW.
I will do it. In fact, I very well may stop by there tomorrow. I'll be going out there. But I'll be very observant that if it seems to be an inconvenience, I won't be back there but just a second. I'll be kind of sensitive to that. Oh, another thing, you and Glenn were talking about rebuilding old radios and so forth. I've got a Collins S line. So far as I know, it's in good shape, but I've never powered it up, so I don't know. I got it from Bob. I started saying Bob Coleman. I got it from Wofford McKay. Did you know Wofford over?
I probably did. I knew a lot of people, but I wasn't as focused on ham radio back then as I am now. So there's a lot of people that came over, and we, you know, we did field day together, right? So there's a lot of people that the names sound familiar, but I probably couldn't put a name with a face.
Gotcha. I knew Bob years and years ago. We were in Navy Morris together. Well, David, that's all I got. Just wanted to say howdy to you and so forth, and sure enjoyed the conversation between you and Glenn. And I think I heard something earlier about the class tomorrow night on the net about solar. I'm going to make sure that I'm in on that one. Well, 73, say you're good talking with you, and I'll talk with you later, over.
All right, Gene. Well, I always enjoy our conversations. Every time it's interesting, so I do appreciate you coming back in there. W4FHJ, W4DJW Clear.
W4FHJ out.
W4FHJ and W4DJW and 4AK for one more comment here. Bob's number, you might want to call him before you go, just to be sure he's there. 834-9030, 834-9030.
His XYL's wife, XYL is Lib Coleman. And Gene, you sound like you must be 80 years old. I'm 83. You may be older than me. Over.
I got you beat by 2 years. I'm 85, or as I sometimes say, I'm four score and five.
Yeah, well, you and Bob are closest. The first time I met you was years ago. You and W4TWX were at the Pickens Jockey Lot, and you guys were together, and I introduced myself. That's the first time I met both of y'all. Over.
Oh, that's interesting. I sure don't remember anything, but I appreciate you bringing that out, Glenn. I sure enough do.
Well, I introduced myself. I walked up. I said, you're the guys that are screwing up all the TVs around, and y'all looked at each other and stumbled around, and then I introduced myself.
Okay. I don't remember it from that, but I have to confess I don't.
All right. Well, it's great hearing you for sure. W4FHJ, November 4, Alpha Kilo.
All right, Roger. Thank you for checking back in. I appreciate it. As the little boy says, I appreciate it. Talk with you a bit later, W4FHJ out.